Happy 4th of July weekend, everybody. It is just right around the corner, and I think this is a really exciting weekend for everybody. Probably all across the country, but in Charlottesville, there's so much going on. I love that with all the history we have here, patriotism is really at a high, and I'm super excited about it. But we're going to start off with Thursday when things kind of gradually kick into the 4th of July. But Thursday, there's a few really fun things going on, especially if you have kids. Again, the library's got some fun things. And, you know, the new Judy Moody movie is out, and the library's celebrating that. The Gordon Avenue Library at 3 p.m. has a Judy Moody, kind of a Judy Moody festival. You do need to register ahead of time for this, so you just need to call in. There's no cost for it, and they'll do all kinds of fun and crazy kind of Judy Moody-like activities. So that's at 3 p.m. at Gordon Avenue Library. If you're looking also, again, for kids, there Michael's craft store this summer is doing their summer celebration is called Passport to Fun, and all of their activities are involving or relating to a different country. And on the 30th, on this Thursday, the country that they will be focusing on is our neighbors to the north, Canada. So you can craft your own fun moose and a maple leaf, perfect for Canadian crafts. And that runs from 11 to 2. This time there's not a cost. Sometimes you're required to buy something as far as the craft, something small like a koozie or something like that. This time there's no cost. It runs from 11 to 2, and sometimes those things do run out, so just know that probably the earlier you can get there, the better. It's just a while supplies last. And one thing that is happening all year long at the Children's Museum of Richmond, they are celebrating their 30th anniversary. So on the 30th of every month, they have 30-cent Kids Day. So 30 cents to get in. You get to enjoy all the really fun things at the Children's Museum of Richmond. And they have special entertainment and activities on all these days. And that runs all the way up until October of 2011. That's always on the 30th of the month. And then opening this weekend, really fun, My Fair Lady is opening at UVA's Culbreth Theater. It runs June 30th, July 1st and 2nd, and then again July 5th through 9th. Showtimes are 7:30, and tickets are $16 for adults, $10 for student or child, and $14 for senior. And if you're UVA staff, faculty, or alumni association member, and we know there's lots of those out there, it's only $14 to get in. It's really, My Fair Lady, such a fun show full of great music, and and the Culbreth, great place to see a show. And just, again, UVA is, you know, brings so many great opportunities to us, so take advantage of that. Moving on to Friday, big event going on Friday. The Downtown Mall is celebrating its 35th anniversary, and they are celebrating both Friday and Saturday on the Downtown Mall. From 4 p.m. until 8 p.m. at Central Place, which is like right where the big fountain is down there, there will be all kinds of activities, performances, games, bounce activities, cake. There'll be speeches made by people, kind of just celebrating how great that is. And I am so excited about this because I really feel like our Downtown Mall kind of it's a big part of what makes Charlottesville what it is. I know when I was moving here, my husband's company put us up in the Omni Hotel because I think they wanted us to see how cool the downtown area was and knew we'd fall in love with it. And we really did. So that is going on both Friday the 1st and Saturday the 2nd and from 4 to 8. And there's going to be all kinds of fun going on down there. Earlier in the day, again, going back to some of the library activities, every day there's something fun happening at the library, and there's a book swap and pizza party going on at the north side. This is for north side library for second grade and up. Bring in a book, exchange some books, have some pizza, get to know some other book lovers. It's at 3 p.m. Again, this is one of those things you must register for because they need to know how much food to have. So just get on the jmrl.org. And you can get the phone number for all the libraries, all the library activities. There are literally every day several different things going on at all the different libraries. So check that out. And, of course, it's Friday, so we've got quite a few concerts going on around town. Finally Friday, the second week of the Finally Friday concert series at the Main Street Arena. Doors open at 4:30. This week will feature Sweetwater Band. And, of course, our traditional Fridays After 5, which will be down till now at the Antelos Wireless Pavilion. And I also noticed that the Kings of Belmont are going to be at the Southern on Friday night. So this is going to be a tough night to make a decision, especially if you like music. 8 p.m. at the Southern, the Kings of Belmont are so much fun. And it would take me all day to list off all the great music that's going on this weekend. So check that out. Saturday, so now we're moving on into kind of getting toward the 4th of July celebration starting. I'm assuming that some people will probably have some barbecues and picnics going on that day. I will tell you where I will be on Saturday. I will be at the Crozet 4th of July Parade, Party, and Fireworks, which is happening on the 2nd, because that's when they could get the fireworks guy to come. So this is going to be so much fun. Crozet is such, you know, the way I think we all see it is Crozet is really essentially part of Charlottesville. And it is such a close-knit town. And I just love how they kind of bring back, they kind of go old school on this event. And there will be kind of your typical parade that will start at the Crozet Elementary School at 4 o'clock. It will continue on through downtown, ending at Claudius Crozet Park. And at the park, there will be, this is where I will be, there will be food, music, family-friendly activities, and just all kinds of stuff going on. And all the Crozet business owners have gotten together, and they're going to do kind of a business expo showing what kind of what they're all about. And that's where I'll be. And I will be doing tattoos, and we will have, I know we'll have tattoos. We'll probably have bubbles, and I will be bringing my little foster puppy, Champ. So if you're looking to adopt an adorable little beagle, we will have Champ there with us that day. So head on out to Crozet, to the Claudius Crozet Park. Fireworks display will start at approximately 9:30, and it's just going to be a great time. So, but there are tons of other things going on Saturday. A couple things that I want to feature. I talked about the 35th anniversary of the Downtown Mall. In conjunction with that, the Municipal Band of Charlottesville is getting together with bands from Orange, Roanoke Valley, Fredericksburg, all over the area, and doing what they're calling a community band festival. It's free. It's at the pavilion. It runs all from 11 in the morning until 8 at night. So tons of different bands. They'll be performing like patriotic and Americana type music, and it's a part of that big celebration. So one more thing that's going on the Downtown Mall. And then additionally, again on the Downtown Mall, this place is hopping this weekend. The Paramount Theater has another presentation of the Missoula Children's Theater. I talked about this last week. The Missoula Children's Theater comes in, and kids from our local kids audition, and then they get to be a part of this production. They are this production, and they learn so much about theater. This weekend, they're doing Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. It's kind of a special musical adaptation on this familiar story, and there'll be local kids in it, and that's at 2 p.m. and another show at 5 p.m. Tickets are $10.50 for adults and $5.50 for youth. And remember that Downtown Anniversary is going on Saturday from 4 to 8, too. And again, if you want information on music, there is just so much going on this weekend. Highly suggest hopping on the Corners website, because they have just a great listing of all the things that are going on. So moving on to Sunday, again, there's some, and as the weekend gets, as we get closer and closer to the 4th, you see more parades coming up and more fireworks coming up, because 4th of July is on a Monday this year, so people are doing it on the weekend. One fun thing that's going on, Free Union has a parade from 4 to 4:30 on Free Union Road, which is also Route 601. And I love this because it's really kind of your old school, small town parade with just all that kind of fun stuff that you remember from being a kid. So I think that's if you were kind of looking for that kind of fun, that's a great place to be. And then Ashlawn Highland, always something cool going on there too. And they are celebrating the 4th of July on July 3rd. And there are period activities, and it's really really catered toward families. There's lantern making. There's all kinds of great crafts for the kids that runs from 11 to 5, and that's an additional $5 with admission. But it's a really cool, really cool place to be, and Monticello also. So, and then if you're not really feeling that Independence Day spirit yet, at King Family Vineyards, the Roseland Polo will be taking place on the 3rd. Matches start about 1:30. Get there early so you can go buy yourself some wine and get a good parking spot. And then also Keswick Vineyards runs, and I think I've talked about this before, but they have every Sunday up until October, while the weather's nice enough to be outdoors, they have what they call yappy hours. And I love this because obviously I talked about my foster puppy earlier. I'm a big dog and animal fan. And what Keswick does is they invite everybody to bring their dogs out, and then they also will have local animal rescue groups there with dogs that need to be adopted. And a portion of the purchase price of each bottle that is purchased that day will go toward the local group that is there. So I think that Keswick does a lot of things for animal rescue organizations in the area. And I think that's just, it's a really fun way you can, and it's, my kids love it. There's tons of dogs around there to play with, and it's just it's a great time. So getting on to, normally we stop our weekend update on Sunday, but since it's the 4th of July, I'm assuming most of us have Monday off. Not everybody, but on Monday, there are, of course, a million things going on. So I'm going to kick it off with probably the earliest thing that I could find would be the Kiwanis Club and the Charlottesville Track Club have an Independence Day 5K run. Starts at 7:30 in the morning. It starts at Forest Lakes North. And this is super cool. It's been going on since 1983. I just found that out in doing this research, which I just love that a race that has history like that. And it's even cooler because it benefits Camp Holiday Trails, which if you haven't heard of, it's a camp for children with special needs. So it's a really special thing. And you can enter, you got to be there, get there early to enter this race, 6:30. But you can fill out your registration there. And if you're a student, it's 20. If you are a non-Charlottesville Track Club member, it is 26 if you do it early, but $30 on the day of. If you need more information on that, you can Google them. You can look, it's on the Kiwanis Club of Charlottesville website, or call 293-3367. And then I think probably one of the coolest 4th of July, I might be a little biased here because we do live in Charlottesville, but I think this is probably one of the coolest 4th of July activities that happens around the country is the naturalization ceremony at Monticello. It starts at 9, but you've got to get there early because tons of people go to this. It'll bring tears to your eyes. I hate to admit it, that I have feelings, but I do get a little teary-eyed even just thinking about it, and it's such a moving experience. And the chair of the board from the Coca-Cola company, Mutar Kent, is actually the speaker this year, and there will be music, and it's just a really touching thing up at Monticello. It's gorgeous, and just really special to see these people that have worked so hard to become American citizens, something that sometimes I think we all take for granted. Of course, this is a exciting, lots of fireworks and all kinds of things going on everywhere, but probably another favorite, it would be what we're calling patriotism in the park, and this is at McIntyre Park. And this is, I think, even more special over the last couple of years because, as we know, this almost disappeared, and there's all the McIntyre Park controversy. So it's a really special place to be. Starts around 6 o'clock. There's music, food, games. There's activities for the kids. The fireworks start at dusk, so let's guess about 9:30. But the music selection is just incredible. There is the media's there, and they're having so much fun, and it is just a picnic for the whole town. So that is great. And, you know, it wouldn't be a day in the life of Susie if she didn't talk about what the wineries were doing on the 4th of July. So there's a couple really fun ones that I know, again, going back to Keswick, Keswick's always got something fun going on. And they do annually, they do this every year. They call it Reds, Whites, and Bluegrass. And they have Greenhouses, the band. They have Mr. Chip's Barbecue. You can bring your own picnic if you want to. You're out on the lawn. It's beautiful. That setting is gorgeous. And it's just super fun. King Family, they are calling a birthday party for the USA, and their tasting room opens at 9. They'll have hot dogs and music starting at 11. You can do expanded tastings for just $10, and they have a great jazz band coming in. And then Ducard Vineyards is kind of a fairly new vineyard. It's actually a little ways away, closer up toward Graves Mountain, but they do so many fun things, and they've got a band called Whiskey Wagon coming in. That's from 11 to 8. It's free. They're going to have food and everything. And then Barron Ridge, I love this one because they're calling it Pork and Cork. And I just, how can you beat that? They're doing at 6 o'clock, they're doing a pig roast. There'll be fireworks, all that kind of stuff. And Barron Ridge is out in Fishersville. It's a little ways away, but it's a really cool vineyard, and they're doing some really neat things. And then if you want to head up to Wintergreen is starting their celebration on the 1st, and there are so many things. If you're feeling like getting out of town, you know, I think I talk about Wintergreen a lot just because it's not that far from us and it's so beautiful. And they're always doing, especially on these big weekends, something really cool. So they have celebration going on starting on the 1st. There's games and there's music and there's things for the kids and there's things for adults and there's a beach party and it's just everything. So I would get on wintergreenresort.com for the full list. They have a PDF that shows everything basically down to the minute. And since you're heading out that way, Wintergreen Winery is doing some what they're calling fun on the 4th, on the 2nd, 3rd, and 4th, and they've got fun activities going on there too. So that's obviously not everything that is going on around town. Check out the calendar. There is I could talk all day about all the things that are going on this weekend, especially revolving around the 4th of July. One little addition that I wanted to get out here. If you're a fan of these kind of Groupon type Seaville Saver daily deal type things, the Seaville Saver deal for the next like 2 days is from Montpelier. And I think this is, seeing as it's summer and a lot of people are trying to do staycations, I thought I'd throw this out there because it's about half price for the tickets. And it's a great day trip out to Montpelier, out in Orange. It's a beautiful drive. It's such a cool place. And if you can get it for half price, then why not? So I thought I'd throw that out there because I think it only lasts for about 48 more hours. So check that out. That's SeavillesSaver.com. They've always got something cool up on there. So have a great 4th of July, everyone, and we will talk to you next week.